But I don't think I should be accused of never giving things a chance, and writing is very useful for reference's sake. Now, where the hell is it? Ah, here we are. Post-Ramadan hole-in-the-wall resolutions. Give up smoking, especially when Hannah says some Islamic scholars say it's haram. Haram is just harm without an extra A. Sigh. Knowledge is so inconvenient sometimes. I do think it's rather good of me not to judge her potential polygamous marriage, given her raised eyebrows whenever I decide to get a fag out. I'll maintain my philosophical take on the entire Imran and hole-in-the-wall situ. There are people who like walls, and there are people who like holes in the wall, and that is that. I'll also unglue the phone from my hand. One should be selective with their obsessions, and mine should be my job, rather than social media and checking if Imran has emailed, Facebooked, texted, WhatsApped, tweeted, Instagrammed, Pinterested, etc. Which leads me to the importance of being a brilliant publicist. I won't PR my way into a comfortable afterlife, but surely serving literature is like serving education, and education is the pinnacle of Islamic philosophy. Not sure how my current campaign for Shay Murphy's Facts About Hippos book fits in, but then life is mysterious sometimes. Also, I can prove that wearing a hijab does not make me a social pariah. I will not get sacked for being a practicing Muslim. Getting sacked for being a shit book publicist, however, may be unavoidable. I won't eat the entire contents of fridge to make up for severe Ramadan calorie cutback where my body went into shock and believed itself to be in a state of famine. What I've lost in weight, I've gained in spirituality, I think. Since I'm on the path to enlightenment, I'll also avoid any, unintentional of course, hijabi tendencies, i.e. stay away from jersey, lycra, tight-knit material that leave little to the imagination, and expose what can only be described as the wrong type of lady lumps. This, I think, is rather a win-win for myself and society. My community spirit begins. More importantly, sod relationships. It's either that or sod what I want, and I'd really rather do the former. So what if Imran and I wanted different things? That's the way life rolls. Downhill, some might say. Emotional dependency is bad for personal growth, and a little too good for physical growth, obviously. As a woman of the 21st century, I should be enlightened enough to not obsess over my single status. I'm going to do more meaningful things. Voluntary work? Help London's homeless? Bake cakes for people? Learn to bake? The list is endless. I checked my phone to see if Imran had texted a belated happy Eid. He had not. Maria burst into my room in her bathrobe and threw a bunch of swatches on my bed. It's now 4 months until her wedding to Tahir. Her dress is going to be maroon, so everything has to be a shade of maroon. I wouldn't be surprised if she took down my curtains and used them for the stage's backdrop. I want to say, keep the curtains, dear. You'll need them for covering that hole you'll probably end up living with. She went through my wardrobe, leaving puddled footsteps on the flooring as I picked up one of the swatches. This is one of the many reasons I've turned my back on marriage, I said.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't understand the spiritual transformation of the past month. Images of hazelnut dairy milk only occasionally punctuated the formation of my new, zen-like personality. If life were meant to be spent in a constant attempt to be with someone, I'd have been born in Lahore in, well, the 90s. I can't find my black pointies, she said, stretching so far into my wardrobe she was in danger of getting lost in there. She emerged with said black heels and inspected them. Thanks for scuffing them. I got out of bed and rummaged around for a black marker. Don't worry, I said, lifting the marker in the air, trying to take the shoes. Ma snatched them back. It was my face, I think. Perhaps I looked hurt, or just pathetic, because Ma's then looked at me the way she and my parents had been making a habit of and said, oh, it's fine. Gives them a vintage look. Here, have them. She tried to hand the shoes to me. I don't want them, I replied. A person only accepts sympathy in the form of presence if they need it, and I don't need it. Are you okay? She asked. I bunched my hair up in a clip and straightened out my bedsheets.